Machbeis Amid Beis, but before we learn Daf Samachbeis Amid Beis, we have to refresh our memories and learn Daf Samachbeis Amid Aleph. The Ukimte of the Gemara, let us start from Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis, and we hear a machloikis, Shachtai, this is the top of the Amid, Shachtai Lemoylem Almanas Sheyiskapru Boy Arelem Bezrike. The person Shachtai the Kolben Pesach, the Shchita was Lemoylem Almanas Sheyiskapru Boy Arelem Bezrike. It was Mechashev Beshas the Shchita that his Bezrike should be for Arelem. We had a Machlekes, Rav Chisda said Posel, and Rabbi said Kosher. Now that was the beginning of the Amud, and the Amud ended as follows. That Rav Ashi said, the Adi Kekula Ola Loi Posla Loishna Beshchite Veloishna Bezrik. So Rav Ashi had said that this is a Dava Muskim. If Shochta Lemoylem Al Menashe Yiskapru Boy Areilem, so Sai according to Rabbi, and Sai according to Rav Chisda, it is Posel. That means that there's a psul al kotonim of bishash shchite. If one shechts al menashe yiskapru boy areilim, so there's a psul in the shchite. Let us say for this machshave of being mechashev bishash shchite that is going to be zayrik for areilim. That's a dover muske. So what is the machloikis Rabbe and Rav Chisda? Ella Omar Rav Ashi. Rav Chisda v'Rabbe Bahai Kro Komiflegi. The machloikis of Rabbe and Rav Chisda is in the following pasuk. The pasuk says, V'nirtza loy lechaper olo. Now, this pasuk is the pasuk that we learn about Shinui Bailam. So, V'nirtza loy lechaper olo. So the pasuk says that you have to make a zrike for the Bailam. So from this we learn out, olo, that you have need a zrike olo, v'loy al chaveroi. But one should not make a zrike for someone else. That's not the Bailam. That is the psul of Shini Bailam. According to Rashi, it's a psul of Shaloi Lemnuyo. But Al Kaponim, this is the psul. That one is Zoyrik, that the Bailam, that someone else should have the Ritzui, that's the psul of Shini Bailam. But we learn out, Olo V'loy Al Chaveiroi. Is Rabbi Sova Chaveiroi Dum Yedidei. That the whole psul of Shini Bailam is that when this Acher is Al Kaponim similar to the Bailam. In what way is he similar? Ma hu de bar kapore. Just like the Bailam is a bar kapore, av chaveiroi de bar kapore. So the chaver, that means the Bailam that he wants, that is mishane, that should have the ritz, he also has to be a bar kapore. La afuki hay orl. But if a person is machashev, shochtoi lemoylem, he's machashev that the ritzui should be for our eilem, and we'll see in Rashi that this orl is speaking about that he's not a monui. So there's a psul of shinui bailem over here, but la afuki hay orl the lav bar kaporu, he is not a bar kapore. Because an oral can bring a Kolben Pesach. So it's not chaveiroi dum yedidei. So therefore, so Rabbi holds that if one will be zoyrik, one will be, let us say the case of the loshen of the machloikis, one will be shoychet, al menashe yiskapru boy areilim, that the ritzui should be for someone who is not a bailim, but he's an orol also. So Rabbi says there's no psul of shinui bailim because it's not chaveiroi dum yedidei. The Rav Chisda sova hay orol nami kiven the bar chiyuvil. Rav Chisda holds there is a psul of shinui bailim since this orol is mechuyev to bring a korban pesach. Bar kaporo hu oyel di boy miske nafshe. Since, if he had wanted to, he could make himself ois oral. So, l'chayre, he's a potential bar kapore. He could make himself ois oral. So, therefore, the gabi, the psul of shini bailim, a hoyul dike bar kapore, that means if al yedei hoyul, he could become a bar kapore, also has a shem bar kapore to pasol b'shinui bailim. Now let us just see the vile Rashi. Rashi says, Bahai Kropligi, Urshi Yiskapru, the Machloikis, Rabben Rabchizde is the Posik of a Nirzoloi Lachaperolo. Urshi Yiskapru, Boy Arelen, the Koma. That's what we heard, the Machloikis, Rabben Rabchizde, Shochtoi Lemoylem, Amanashi Yiskapru, Boy Arelen. We're speaking about She'ein Menuyim Olav Koma. We are speaking about that these Arelim are not money. But Rashi means to say like this. We had just mentioned before that Rav Ashi says, according to everyone, if a person will be Shoichet L'moylem Al Menas She'yiskapu Boy Arelim, this Apsul of this machshav is machashev for arelim. There's a psul of kulei olo. There is such a psul. So Rashi means to say that the psul, Rashi will say it later clearly, that the psul of la arelim, that is a psul, that if there was, he was machashev, lizroik la arelim, that psul is davke, if the oral is amonui. Then we have a psul, that everyone holds shochtei lemoylem amnashe yiskapru boy areilem if the areilem amenuyim is a psul of olus. But here we're speaking about that areilem are not menuyim. So memeles, let us see again Rashi. Vishiskapru boy areilem de komar shein menuyim olav komar. We're speaking about that these areilem are not monik. And we're speaking about we should passel the korban al chini bailim. He's mechashiv to be that the zrike should be for shalof, for a reilim, which are not menuyim. Avo be menuyim olav. If these are reilim, amonayan the korban vishochtoy lemoilim. Shainami minuyim lizrek tomelim nuyev arelim shebehem levadom. If the case would be that you have a moilim and arelim which are minuyim, and it'll be shochte alminas lizrek domoila arelim, dahavi kulay zrike la arelim minuyov, that the zrike is for kulay arelim, the shrite is for Moilim, and the Zrik is for Arelim. The Kuli Alme Posel. So then, Sai Rabbi, Rav Chisda holds, there's a psul of Kuli Olo. If Al Kaponim is Mechashiv, Bishas Zrike, Bishas Shchite, Lizroik, La Arelim. But what is the Machloikis? Uba Arelim, Sheino Menuyim. We're speaking about Arelim, Sheino Menuyim. Umishu Machshev, Shaloilim Nuya Pligi. And we're speaking about we should passel the korban because of Chine Bailam. The Machshava, he wants that the Zrike should be for someone who's not a Bailam. And then in the Machloikis is in the Hilcha Chine Bailam. The Shaloilim Nuya of Bezrike Mehochi Nofik Bechola Kobonis. He says, the psul of Shini Bailim, Bezrike, we learn out from, by all Kobonis, from this posik, the Nirzaloi Lechaper Olov, so here we learn the Kaporis to be Olov, Oloi Al Chaveroi. The Lechaper Olov, Hain Ezrike, Olov, Oloi Al Azeirek, Lishem Chaveroi. So then it's not the Nirzaloi, then the Kobon becomes posik. Rabbi Sova Chaveiroi de Posel Mishum Shini Bailim Dum Yedidei Boin. We need the Psul of Shini Bailim, so the ones we are Mishana for has to be similar to the Emeser Bailim. Mahu de Bar Kapore, just like he's a Bar Kapore. So the Bailim also, the one I'm Mishana for also has to be a Bar Kapore. And Rav Chisda says, the Iboi miske nafshe mol es atzmo. Let us go a little further. Umi islay la Rav Chisda hoyu. Does Rav Chisda rechen with this for what could have been? That means he could be mal himself. Does that change the matziv since he could be mal himself? Does that make him a bar kapor? We learned the machlokes in the third perek. Rav Chisda Omar loike, Rabba Omar ene loike. Rav Chisda said you get malkes. He's a machal lo yontef. It's only mutter afiye letzeirich yontef, not letzeirich hoil. Rabba Omar ene loike. Rabba Omar ene loike. Amrinen hoil bimiklo lei oichem chozi lei ashtinami chozi lei veloi loike. Rabba says that since it's possible that oichem might come, it could be that this afiya might end up to be an afiya letzeirich yonte, so you don't get malkis. Since it's a possibility, it could be an afiya letzeirich yonte, so you're not like it. That's called also a tzeirich oichel nefesh. A possible oichel nefesh is also called oichel nefesh. Rav Chisda Omar loike lo imrin en hoyu. Rav Chisda says, you don't have the oichem in front of you. What could happen, that's correct, but that doesn't make it an afiel etzeich oichel nefesh, since there's a possibility it might become an oichel nefesh, a tzeich oichel nefesh. Possibilities do not change the matzah what is. Asher Hashem, there's no oichem. And it was, in his kavona was, miyontev lechel. That's called a malacha shalei letzeich oichel nefesh. And here it seems that the svaris are switched. Rav Chisda holds, since there's a possibility, it could become a bar kapore, so he now is dinim of a bar kapore, that is a psul of shini bailim. And Rabbi, who there held toil, here doesn't hold toil. He's not a bar kapore. Rav Chisda, yes, that's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Bishloim the Rabba loy kasha, ochem mechusa maisa, osam de loy mechusa maisa. Here, it's mechusa maisa. So Tosfos explains mechusa maisa means mechusa maisa begufoi. That means a physical change has to occur to him in order to become a bal kapor. He has to become a nimul. That means to be done, ke'ilu, he's now a bal kapor. Because of a possibility that he could be mal himself, that doesn't make him now a bal kapore. It's mechusa maise begufoi. Hosam delay mechusa maise. There, you just need oichem to come in. You don't have to change a matzav. You don't have to make a shinui maise in order to make it a feel of tzarech yonter. So when it's not mechusa maise, you say hoyo. When it is mechusa maise, you don't say hoyo. Ela de Rav Chisda ad de Rav Chisda kashe. Rav Chisda and Rav Chisda shver. Omri ki lesle Rav Chisda hoyo lekule lechumre isle. So the Gemara answers, Rav Chisda holds hoyo. He only holds hoyo lechumre, not lekule. Now, we have to understand this Gemara. We have to understand the Gemara. The Gemara was medame, the hoyel. We have here there was, he was a shoychet, al menas, lizraik, for an oral, which is not a, who is not a bailim in the kol. So is this called, is there a psul of shini bailim? He has to be a bal kapore. In order to be a psul of shini bailim, is he considered a bal kapore? So the shaila is, so Rav Chisda said, he's considered a bar kapor, hoyel de iboi misken nafshe. He could be misaken himself. So now the shaila is, he could be misaken himself. But b'shas, yener was b'shas de machshova ha-peiseles. That means when he was machashev al menas lizroik for this oral. So, b'shas this machshove, he's not a bar kapore. He can become a bar kapore, but l'chayre the psul is chal now. And now he's not a bar kapore. Now he's not a bar kapore. Or let us say a better case. What'll be if he was taki zoyrik for an oral? What would be then? Not a shoychet amanas lizoyrik. If it'll be zoyrik for an oral. So we'll say that he's called a ba'akapora because he could be mal himself. I mean, what he'll do later is cannot be, can make him now a bar kapore. How does this oil help? So you could say, that we are speaking about, a shoychet al menas lizroik, and if bishas the zrike, he could be a bar kapore, so it's also possible. It's also, we could say, I had machshove to be zoyrik for this person, and if bishas zrike, he'll be mal himself, so it's called I was zoyrik for a bar kapore. The Ramban, in Eilu Oivrim, does not learn like this. The Ramban Tain is that Fakert, afilu he was zoyrik for an oral, afilu he was zoyrik for someone who's an oral now, according to Rav Chisda, he's also considered a bar kapore. Why is he considered a bar kapore? So the Ramban says, let us see the Loshon Ramban. The Ramban in Eilu Oivrim says, it's an interesting Loshon, and the Yesod. This is Negeya for us, the Gemara and Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. In the middle of the Mulchamis and Daf Yudalad Amid Beis, just whoops, I wanted a one shura. The Ramban asks, like it's a little bit like a third of the Ramban Omar HaKoset. So the Ramban says, "Va'oi tahu hoyo dahosam lav hoyo di osihu." The Ramban tain is the hoyo of our Gemara. That hoyle could be mal himself is not a hoyle that could occur. Shafilu zorak al menas sheyiskapru boy arelim. That means afilu he was zoyrik, not he was shoychet al menas lizroik. No, he was zoyrik al menas sheyiskapru boy arelim. L'Rav Chisda posel. The Ramban assumes that afilu he was zoyrik for an oral. So there's also a psul of Shini Baila. Now, we have to understand this. This is very difficult to understand. I was there for a person who's not a bar kapore. He can be mal himself the next minute. But I was there for a person who Bishas Rika was not a bar kapore. Va'aval gavzuk v'ramban d'loy efshelei l'skunei nafshei she'eroi l'kapore b'zrika. So he cannot make things retroactive. He can't make, I feel it be mal himself later. He can't make that he was a bar kapore b'shas rike. I was zeirik for an oral that's not a bailim. And he'll be mal later. So that won't make him a bar kapore b'shas rike. And he brings a raya from the Agamon Amid Beis, which we as yet did not learn. And he says, let us skip it. Hoyel, we heard, is only bedover she'efsha she'ov. That means it's possible oichem might come. This might become an afil. It's a oichel nefesh. So that's sufficient. Elahanoch lekotche shekol shem shechal olav livsel bizman echot. Every shem that is chal, a psul, bizman echot, pois loy loylob. So this shem passes loylob. Kigoin. Sheloy limnuyov, de bemoylem poisel. The psul of shini bailem.
So it passes by Moilim, because they're Baal Kapore. So Rav Chisda holds a Ba'arelim Nami Poisel. It passes by an Oral also. Hoyel ve'evsher shehoyu Moilim. Since it's he could have been an Imel, he could have been a Baal Kapore. The Chol shaloilim Nuyav Posel Rachmonim.
There's a shot I'd written down, the lashon of the Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David says that the Ramban. Good. I have it here. Let us see the lashon of the Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David says as follows. Let me just read you the lashon of Rabbeinu David. Le'inyan kotchim einoy bedin shenachloik bedvorim. By kochim, you don't differentiate. Lahokil behem bemikzas, ulahachma bemikzosan. You're makel by something, samachma by others. Elo. Donim din echot, shaloi nachlek bedova. We make one generality, and we don't make differentiates here. It's here the din is azoi, and here the din is azoi. So he explains. Einoi bedin shenachlek bein areilim lemoilim. It is not right to differentiate between Areilim Lamoilim. By Moilim, there's a Psul Shini Bailim. By Areilim, there's no Shini Bailim. Because I know there's a lot of Baal Kapore. Ela Bekulin Noyegin Din Echod Livsel Bekulim. Now by Ur Shini Bailim, Saiz an Imel, Saiz an Ogel, there's one Psul of Shini Bailim. Why? He could have been an Imel. That means now he wasn't an Imel. But since he could have been a Baal Kapore, that was the Svara of Rav Chisda, that's he says, behem. You shouldn't differentiate in the Psulim. You don't look at each case bazunda. So the svar of Rav Chisda was, that in the psul of Shinei Bailim, the psul is koilu, a person who is now a Baal Kapore, and it is also koilu, a person who could have been a Baal Kapore, this oral could have been a Baal Kapore, he could have been Mal himself, he wasn't Mal himself, but in the Psul of Shini Bailim, we don't need that he should be Mamish a Baal Kapore. A could have been a Baal Kapore is also considered a Baal Kapore. That is the Svara, that's Shad Hocha Lechumra. Lechumra means this is a Choymer, Shenoyig bekotchim, shloy lachlik behem, ulahashvis behem esamidus. That is the svore of Rav Chisda according to the Ramban. He says, by psulei kotchim, if he could have been in the same category of a nimol, he could also been mal, he's not mufke from mila, he could have been mal himself, so he falls into the category of the psula of Shinei Bailim. That is pshat hocha lechumre. With this Ramban, we'll see later the Gemara will be very clear according to this Ramban. But with this Ramban, we can understand there's a psuchera starke ha'ore on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bahai kro komiflegi. There's a machloikis in the posik. Now, when we learn further, the Gemara, it's not a machloikis in the posik. Everyone holds you need a Baal Kapore. The machloikis is, do I say hoyel or don't I say hoyel? That's the machloikis. So it's not a machloikis b'hai krok or miflegi. According to the Ramban, in the Lashon of Rashi, it would also seem like this. Rabbi Sova Chaveire the Postle Mishum Shinei Bailim Dum Yedidei Bo'inon Mahut the Baal Kapore. Rabbi holds you need dum yididei. And Rav Chisda doesn't hold you need dum yididei. Everyone holds you need dum yididei. The shaila is, do I say hoyu or don't I say hoyu?
According to the Ramban, it's very gishmak. No, the shail is do you need taka dumya today? According to Rav Chisda, you don't need dumya today. You don't need it should be a bal kapore. Now, what he could have been a bal kapore is also sufficient. A toire hishve midois of bekochim. So taka machloikis, but the loshna gemar is very meduyik according to the Ramban, is bahaikro kamiflagi. If we don't learn like the Ramban, if you won't say this Chiddush, but L'chaire, we have to say a little differently, perhaps a little differently, but it will also, we have to L'chaire say that the gather of Hoyel is, that that which was Bekoyach to happen, that which was Bekoyach to happen later, so he has now already the dinim of what he could have done later. That means, since it's biyadoi, lemisk di boy, miske nafshe, so memele, so he has now dinim of a bar kapore. The boy miskin, so he is now tackle, we cheshben with the later, not what he could have done before, but since he has this, so it's Iboi Miskin Navshe gives him now a din of a bar kapore. Now let us just see Taisvis for 1 minute because it will be Negeya the Gemara Nomid Beis, the second Taisvis. Ki leslai likule. So Nire, so Taisvis, so Tataisus learned Toshit Pshat in the Gemara, not like the Ramban. The Ramban says the whole Yesod L'chumr means Zachayme Bekotchim. Taisus learned differently. Taisus learns, you say Hoyel, L'chumre, Hoyel can create Chumres, but Hoyel, this is foreign Hoyel, Hoyel can create Chumres, but Hoyel cannot create Kulis. Zutaisus nire the Rav Chisda leiposel elomi the Rabbona. That his whole psul of Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says he is a din of a bar kapor, it's only a drabon of the kedin. The midaraisa loy shaykh lechalik bein lechumre bein lekule. Midaraisa loy emrinen hoyel klala filo lechumre. So Taisa says this whole pshore to differentiate lekule, you do say, you don't say hoyel lechumre, you do say this only a drabon of the kegesher. So kaponim we see from Taisvis that the machloikis is not what we said before, it's not a machloikis in the posik. Everyone holds the pasuk holds you need a bal kapore. The shaila is, can Hoyel make him a bal kapore? So if Rav Chisda says the lechumret can make lekula, not so Taisa says there's no such deraisa the kisvoras to differentiate. If Hoyel makes it, makes all the time. If it doesn't make, it doesn't make. So Taisa says it's a darabonon the kedin. That what? That midarabonon. Midarabonon, we say that the Hoyel gives him the dinim of what could have been done. Netzkilu, it was done already. So Memele, he's called a bar kapor. And Atosis brings a ray. V'chein muchach bereish perik shnei sirim. The koma ravine, hashta da oma rav chizde, mechuser hagrole ke mechuser maisedom. Perish im shochad soir yoim akipurim bechutz oyepoter mishum de mechusa hagrole ilav mishum de chozi lesoir chitzin. Now we have to know what this Gemara is saying. The Gemara says as follows. There's a iser of shchutei chutz. One is not permitted to shecht a kolben bechutz. Now, this iser of shchutei chutz is only applicable if the kolbin was roi lefnim. That means he could have been makriv it lefnim. There was nothing ma'akiv akrovis ha-kolbin bifnim. And he was makriv it b'chutz. That's the iser of shchutei chutz. But if it's einei roi lefnim, basher u'shom, it's not roi lefnim. So there's no iser of shchutei chutz. That's the halacha of shchutei chutz. So now there's a Gemara in Yume that declares a person took a soyer, which was a kolben, and and he shechted the soil b'chutz. So the Gemara was clearing now, if he's over the Issa of Shchut Echutz, if they would make hagrole, and this soil would be oyle l'Hashem, so it would be roi lefnim, and he shechted it b'chutz, so the mail that would be Shchut Echutz. So the Gemara says as follows, if after hagrole, they made hagrole already, and he took out the soil and he shechted it b'chutz, so this was a soil that's roi lefnim, and he shechted it b'chutz, that's Shchut Echutz. What if he took two Steirim out, and he shechted both b'chutz, so one of them was zicha the soyer haroi l'chutz, one of them is zicha the soyer haroi l'fnim, and he shechted both b'chutz, but he shechted it before hagrola. So the Gemara says, l'chayr is not over at all. Why? Because it's not roi l'fnim. Why isn't it roi l'fnim? You have to first make hagrola. After you make hagrola, then it'll become roi l'fnim. Ah, you could make hagrola. So why isn't it called? I said, Moshe, no, that's mechusa maise. That means, you could make. But kozman, you didn't make. Kozman, you didn't make hagrola. So basher u'shom, it's not roi b'fnim. If it's not roi b'fnim, so there's no iser of shchut techutz. This is a memra of Rav Chisda. Now, how does this memra of Rav Chisda stim with our Rav Chisda? Our Rav Chisda said that there's a psul of Shinui Bailim, that it's called, he's a Bar Kapore, because he could be mal himself. Since he could be mal himself, he's called a Bar Kapore. But that's Mechusa Maise. So from our Gemara you see that Rav Chisda holds that Mechusa Maise, do say Hoyle, since he could be mal himself, he's considered a Bar Kapore. So say, since you could make Hagrola, so it's called Roy Lefnim. Why? That's Taisvus Kasha. What's the difference between that Gemara and our Gemara? And we have the same Rav Chisda. So let us just, so Taisvus is going to say, so Pshat is, it's puzzle. It's our Gemara, it's not a Rabbono. That means there we're talking about a Shaila, if he's Chayiv al Shchut Eichut, so you say he's not Chayiv al Shchut Eichut, because the Soyer is not Roy Lefnim, it's Mechusar Agrol. It's not considered now Roy Lefnim. He shechted something now which is not Roy Lefnim. You have to make a Mais Agrol in order for it to be Roy Lefnim. So Mina Toire, he's not Chayiv al Shchut Eichut. That what Agamore says, the Kovan is possible, it also can be possible, Mina Toire, because it also can be posel min ha-toyre, because now he's not a bar kapor. So they says, midarabonon, you say hoyo. So our Gemara means, according to Rav Chisda, midarabonon, it's posel. And so midarabonon, even though it's mechusa maise, you say hoyo, and you reckon ke'ilu, we have now what he could do later. And that's a darabonon de kedin, abo min ha-toyre, a mechusa maise, Basher Usham, you do not reckon which could occur, and he's considered, it's not considered Roy Bifne. That's one Gemara. Now, Taisus brings down, but the Gemara does say that he is Chayiv al Shchut Echutz. Why is he Chayiv al Shchut Echutz? Because it's possible this soil could be the Musaf. It could be from the Mesafim. It could be, use this soil now for the Mesafim of Yom HaKippurim. For the Mesafim of Yom HaKippurim, you don't need a Maise. You could use this soil for the Mesafim of Yom HaKippurim. So it's called Roi Lefnim. I shechted it b'chutz. So I'm chayiv. Frech the Gemara Dalton in Yume, l'chayre this soil is not yet Roi for the Mesafim. You have to do a whole bunch of other avoidance for you. And we're not after the Musaf yet. You couldn't be makriv the Musaf yet. So why is it called Roi Lefnim to be the Musaf? So the Mora says that Yesod mechusar zman leboy bayoyim lavke mechusar maisedomi. That means that's also you can't be makrevit now for the kol musaf. You have to wait a little bit. But a mechusar zman leboy bayoyim, that means if there's only zman that's missing, ba'etzim it's roy to be a musaf. In 2 hours it'll be roy for a musaf. Today it's still roy today to be a musaf. Mechusas man leboy bayoyim lavke mechusa ma'isedomi. So it's considered like now it's roy now to be a musaf. So therefore you're chayiv of your shech to soy bechut because it's roy lefnim to be the musaf of Yom HaKippurim. It's not roy to be the soil lifnim because it's mechusa hagrole, mechusa maise, by mechusa maise, it's not considered roi lifnim, mechusa zman leboi bayoim, it's considered roi lifnim. That is what Taisvis says, v'chemuch b'reich perek shnei sirim, d'kom ha-rabin ha-shadom ha-rav chizde, v'chusa ha-glorle ke v'chusa ma'is dom i-perish. Im shochat soy yem ha-kipurim b'chutz, o yepoter, mishim do v'chusa ha-glorle. To consider that it's a shchut e-chutz of the soy b'fnim, it's not roi lohovi b'fnim, because it's v'chusa ha-glorle. Ilav mishum de soy le-soy chitzoy. It's roi to be the, from the Mesafim. And then the Gemara says another tzir, Shlomim sheshochtam bechutz. Another case, a person with shechta kolben Shlomim, koidem psiches ha-heichol. So koidem psiches ha-heichol, it is, you can't be makrev it befnim also. You can't be makrev a Shlomim for psiches ha-heichol. Mechusa psiche ke mechusa maise domi. So you see, by a mechusa maise, it's not called roi b'fnim, if you need a maise. So if it's not called roi b'fnim, al meles loy hoyl, afilu l'chumre. So maise is, it's not a deraise dike svore. So, it's only a drabonon dike chumre. Ve'ein lahatsheis imi drabonon, if it's only a psul drabonon, min ha-toire, it's a kosher korban, Haich Yisraev Pesach Acha, Kama Yisichul Nul Azore. So, Haakad Rabbon and Pasal HaKol, Min HaTeire, he was Yoitze. Lo Yik, even the Lo Yisrik Adam, ain't no Yoitze. So, Taisvi says, no, if mit Rabbon and it's Pasal, Lama Yisra, they won't make Zrike. So, if they won't make Zrike, so Lama Yisra, he cares, he wasn't Yoitze with this Kolben Pesach. If he wasn't Yaitza with this Kolben Pesach, some Emele, so he has to bring another Kolben Pesach. Now, let us see the Gemara and the Afsamach Beis on the Beis. Mosiv Rav Hune Berei de Rav Yeshua. Now, Rav Hune, we're going to see in Rashi and Tosfos that Rav Hune Berei de Rav Yeshua is now asking Akasha and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, "Als the halacha of oil, an oil is considered a bar kapore." So Rav Huna Berei Rav Yeshua is asking a kasha on Rav Chisda. We learned as follows: Ha Pesach she'ovro shnosoy. So before we get into the kasha of the Gemara, let's just try a little bit to understand. We have here a machloikis between Rav Elazar and Rav Yeshua. Ha-Pesach she'ovro shnosoy. We're talking about two cases. One case is speaking about, we had a Kolben Pesach, where Rashi explains, the halacha is that a Kolben Pesach has to be a ben shana. If it's more than a year old, it's possible for a Kolben Pesach. And what is it after a year? We'll see, it's a shlomo. I mean, that's Moisar Pesach. That means, I feel like we was magdish it. Let us say, the way Rashi explains the case. A person was magdish a tle Rosh Chodesh Nissen, or Rashi says before Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Person was magdish a chof hay odor. He was magdish a tle for a Kolben Pesach. It's now the second. It's now a year later. So it's chof hay odor a year later. So Mamela, so this tle is already, when it's going to come to Yud Dalet Nissen, so it's more than a bench on. So it's possible a Kolben Pesach. So what is it now? It's a shlom. It's a shlom. A Moisa Pesach is a shlom. Ha Pesach she'ov rosh nosoy v'shochtoy bizmanoy lishmoy. He takes this Kolben Pesach, which was a Kolben Pesach, which is now a shlom, and he shechted it yudalet nissen acha chatzois l'shem Pesach. Now, if you would ask us what the din is, so we would say, well, this is a shlomim sheshochtei l'shem Pesach. With our bikiyas and kotzim, we know kol hazvachim shenizbachu shaloi l'shmon k'sheirem. Well, sholo l'baylum l'shem choyve. So l'chayre, we would say that if he took this Pesach she'ov rosh nosoy, which is now a shlomim, v'shochtei bizmanei l'shmoy, and he shechted it yudalet nissen acha chatzois l'shem Pesach, so we would say it's kosher. Let's see what Rabbi Lezer says. V'chein, a second case, ha-shoichet acherim l'shem Pesach b'zman. A person took a regular shlomim. A person took a shlomim, and he took the shlomim, it was shoichet this shlomim erev Pesach lach chatzoish l'shem Pesach. So again, so this is a shlomim l'shem Pesach. Two cases of a shlomim l'shem Pesach. One is he was a moisa Pesach, that's how he became a shlomim. The second case was mamish a shlomim. Rabbi Lezer poisel. So Rabbi Lezer says the kolban is possible. So we have to understand what the svar Rabbi Lezer is. So let us see Rashi. Sha'avra shnosa, zukt Rashi, she'noyled ishtaket koydem reshchoydesh nissen. He was born last year before reshchoydesh nissen. Once he was born chof ayoda, v'ifrishoy l'shem Pesach, there was mafrishit for kolban Pesach. So now when it came, the second year of Shchaydish Nissen, Ba'av Rosh Nosai, now became older than a year, Su Loichozi LePesach, that's not Roy anymore for Pesach. Tichsi Zocho Ben Shono. So it's not Roy anymore for Pesach. V'koil Shlomen. So it's now it's aiming to be a Shlomen. Could you find it by Pirkim de Lekamon? Pesach, B'shay Yemais HaShonim, Shlomo. So this is a Shlomen. I had a stickle ha'ore on this Rashi. Rashi explains what's the case of Avrosh Nosoi that was born before Shenoilat Koidem Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Was born before Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So Mamele, so now when he came Pesach, it's more than a year old. Why does he have to be born before Rosh Chodesh Nissen? It could be born Yudalad Nissen also. It's also be, why does Rashi say it was born Koidem Rosh Chodesh Nissen? So I thought from Rashi, that mean a gewaldike chiddush, that in the din of Ben Shono, you don't look at days, you look at months. So that means, so if it was born in Adar, so my mailer, so then it's called more than a Ben Shono in Nissen. If it was born in Nissen, it's still called a Ben Shono. That's what I thought. But then I saw that I'm 100% wrong. I found the Rambam in Perik Aleph, Mihilchis Maise HaKorbonis Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says as follows. Sho'ois moinem lekotchem. By kotchem, when you cheshben a ben shone, you don't cheshben with days, you cheshben with hours. Keitza. Ko ben shem mitzvosoi liois ben shone. Im hoisif al hashone sho'achas, if it's 1 hour ready in the next year, nifso. Afilu hoyo ben shono b'shashchite, nochme. Afilu b'shashchite, it was still a ben shono. V'hoisif al hashone b'shazrike, now it became a minute. The zrike was a minute later, and it became already more than a year, nifso. So I thought, no, it's a Rambam. But the Magid Mishnah brings down a Rashi in B'chayres Lametes Amet Beis. It's a Gemara. The Master Shoyz. Rashi says, B'chayres Mamish this din. By Kolben Pesach, Rashi says it. Rashi says, by Kolben Pesach, this din, if it was born, B'tes Shoyz, Yudalad Nissen, and you shechted it B'ches Shoyz, and you made the Zrik after Tes Shoyz, it's possible. So why Rashi had to give such a break, make it as a great Avrosh Nosoi, Shenoyle di shtaket koidem reshchei di shnissen, basically. I don't know. But Al Kaponim, that's not the Ike problem in the Sugya. Al Kaponim, so we have here the first cases, we have here a Shlomim, which was Geshachtoi bishmanoi lishmoi garsinin, tahavalei shoichet, Shlomim l'shem Pesach b'zmanay. That he's taking a shlomim and he's shechting it for a kolben Pesach b'zmanay ere Pesach kacha chatzos. Tabi or we hear acherim sheshochte l'shmay. Took a regular shlomim and he shechted it for a kolben Pesach b'zmanay. Rabbi Lezer poisel. So Rashi, what's pshatn Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer is doch sehr schwer to understand. So Rashi says, "Taima meforish beperikama dezvoch." Rabbi Eliezer made a kal vachoyma. Uma Pesach. Shemoisroi bo shlomim. a Pesach, a real Korban Pesach, that Moisrei Boshlamim, that means a Pesach, if it will not be used for a Korban Pesach, it becomes a Shlamim. So that means every Pesach, when you magdish something for a Pesach, every Pesach is a potential Shlamim. That means a Pesach isn't right from becoming a Shlamim. If you'll be makriv it bisman, you'll be a Pesach. If you won't be makriv this Pesach bisman, automatically you'll be a Shlamim. Uma Pesach, Shem Moisrei Bo Shlamim, that if it will be nitoise, it will be a Shlamim. Shachtoi l'shem shlomim bizmanei posel. If you shachted it l'shem shlomim bizmanei, it is posel. Is shlomim she'ein moisron bo Pesach. Shlomim that will not become a Pesach. Shachton l'shem Pesach. Bizman Pesach ein edin she'posel. Now, l'chayre, the ivre of Rashi is as follows. Which is a bigger shaloi lishmo? If you shecht a Pesach l'shem shlomim, or you shecht a shlomim l'shem Pesach. So l'chayre, in that, Rabbi Eliezer said a cheshbon that l'chayre, Pesach l'shem shlomim, is a smaller shaloi lishmo than shlomim l'shem Pesach. A Pesach l'shem shlomim? A Pesach is, moisro will be, Pesach is a potential shlomim. And I shechted it for a shlomim. So l'chayre, I wasn't so far off in lishmo. That means I'm not shechting it for a different type of korban. I'm shechting it for what it will eventually be. V'av al pikein. So we have, let's call it a 70% shaloi lishmo. Not a real shaloi lishmo because it will eventually become a shlomim muslim. So ma'adoch ha-pesach, that you made a 70% shaloi lishmo. You shechted it bizmana, it is posel. So what'll be if you take a shlomim and you shechted it l'shem Pesach? No, a shlomim will never become a Pesach. So you make 100% shaloi l'shmo. Avadi givis, it should pass. That's l'chayre, the kal v'chayma of Rabbi Eliezer. So l'chayre, it's very difficult to understand. That means if the criteria would only be Shaloi lishmo pasels. So then I understand Rabbi Eliezer very well. If a 70% shaloi lishmo pasels, 100% shaloi lishmo, about the givishit pasel, then it's a meirdik a kal v'chayim. But l'chayim, there's another factor over here. A Pesach shaloi lishmo is pasel, and a shomim shaloi lishmo is kosher. So what is he saying? By the shlomim, it's a bigger shaloi lishmo. Granted, it's a bigger shaloi lishma. But shaloi lishma is kosher by kol hazvachim, so why should it be posel? What is the svar of Rabbi Eliezer? And let us look at the next Rashi. Rabbi Yeshua marshi, Rabbi Yeshua says, you'll shecht ha-shlomim l'shem Pesach bizmanoi. So Rashi, Rabbi Yeshua says, the chol zvachim shenizbachim shaloi lishman ksheirim chutz mi Pesach v'chatos. What's wrong over here? I shechted a shlomim l'shem Pesach. So what? It's a real shaloi lishmo. So what? A shlomim that you shecht kol hazvachim shenizbachu shaloi lishman ksheirim. So what's pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer made a kal v'chayim. What is pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? Is dach sechmir, I had a shtikel mashmois from Rashi and Zvochim, like this, that Rabbi Eliezer held one more nikude. Rabbi Eliezer held that if you shecht a shlomim l'shem Pesach, it gets dinei Pesach. Napshat is, it's a shlomim that's geshochten shaloi lishmo. If you shecht it l'shem Pesach, it gets dinei Pesach on it. It gets dinei Pesach. So it gets dinei Pesach, so memele, so now it should have the psul of shaloi lishmo. So memele, it's a very interesting kugel over here. That means I took a shlomim, and I shechted it l'shem Pesach bizmana. So lemaise al yidei de shchita l'shem Pesach, it gets dinei Pesach. In what way does it get dinei Pesach? Just like a Pesach shaloi lishmo is posel, so this also will be posel shaloi lishmo. So now it got in a Pesach that will be nivsal shaloi lishmo. Now, this Shaloi Lishmo over here that I made is a real big Shaloi Lishmo. That means I made from a Shlomim a Pesach. That's 100% Shaloi Lishmo. A Pesach L'Shem Shlomim is a 70% Shaloi Lishmo. Because Moisrei Pesach is Nasa Shlomim. So that was Rabbi Lezer's Kalvachayim Adachsame. Rabbi Lezer held that Al Yidei the Machshovet. Emerson, we heard a svara before that if you shecht a Pesach in the before Pesach l'shem shlomim, so it's kosher because yeshet l'shem shlomim becomes a shlomim. The shchit l'shem shlomim is oiker the shem Pesach minay, and the betaka becomes a shlomim. So we see the shchit of another korban is not stamazoi. It's the same korban. I'm thinking different machshavas. It creates dinim in the etzem korban. So that was the svar of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer held that the Shchita L'Shem Pesach gives it Dinei Pesach. So now it has a Din of Shaloi Lishmo, which is Posel. And he made it ready a Kal V'Chaima. So if the Shaloi Lishmo of making a Pesach HaShlomim, that Shaloi Lishmo Posels, even though a Pesach is a potential Shlomim, so for making a shlomim a Pesach, which is a real shaloi lishma, should have had to give his pasul. And the l'shem Pesach gives it dinei Pesach that it has already the psul of shaloi lishma. That is dachsachmer the svore of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Machshe, let us see the next Rashi, the chol zvochim, Rabbi Yeshua didn't hold that it gets dinei Pesach. And so my mail, it's a shlomim. The chol zvochim shenizbochim shaloi lishmon psheirim. All zvochim which are nizbach shaloi lishmon are kosher chutz mi Pesach v'chatos. Ve'im ishum denishchetu l'shem Pesach. So here l'chayre Rashi wants to say, efsher, you can't shtel it tzutz a chol zvochim shenizbochu shaloi lishmon. Cause vachim shenish b'chu shaloi lishmon, so memele the shaloi lishmon does not make it a korban that is possible shaloi lishmon. Yil shechta shlomim l'shem oila. So what is so an oila is kosher shaloi lishmon as a shlomim is kosher shaloi lishmon. So memele, so there is the klal of shlomim sheshachtam l'shem oila, shlomim sheshachtam l'shem osham. It's kosher because the shaloi lishmon does not put different dinim. Ve'im ishum denishchatu l'shem Pesach, maybe you'll tell me that since this was nishchat l'shem Pesach, so therefore it has dinei Pesach on it, and if it has dinei Pesach, so memela there should be a psul of shaloi lishmo. Zogt Rabbi Yeshua kal v'chaymeru. Uma shaloi bizmanoi. So he brought a kal v'chaim. Let us see what will be the din by shaloi bizmanoi. Uma shaloi bizmanoi. She'enoi kosher lishmoi. Acherim ksheirim lishmoi. Bizmanoi shuhu kosher lishmoi. Enoi din she'yichshiru acherim lishmoi. Let us try to understand this kal v'chaimer. Rabbi Yeshua made a kal v'chaimer. He asked Rabbi Lezer as follows. Let's speak about shaloi bizmane. Shaloi bizmane means not yud dalad nissen. Let's speak about yud gimel nissen. Yud gimel nissen, a person will shech a korban pesach l'shem pesach. So the din is possible. Shech a pesach shaloi. We hear in the Mishnah, shech a pesach before the tomit shabbat, before chatzos it's possible. That's a machusel zman. Yeshech a Pesach, not in the zman, l'shem Pesach is possible. So a Pesach, l'shem Pesach, is possible shaloi bizmane. A Pesach, l'shem shlomim, is kosher shaloi bizmane. Forget, yeshech a Pesach, l'shem shlomim, yud gimel nissen, it's kosher. So we see that the shem Pesach, shaloi bizmanoi is a poisel of a kolben Pesach. That means you shech the poisel of Shem Pesach Gimel, that passels a kolben Pesach. According to Rabbi Lezer, we'll see later how Rabbi Yeshua knew this, but according to Rabbi Lezer, you shech a shlomim l'shem Pesach, your Gimel, it is kosher. He only said it's poisel bizmanoi. But you'll shech yud gimel nissen ashlomim l'shem Pesach, it is kosher. Now, according to the hilach machshava of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer said that by shechting something l'shem Pesach, it gets dinei Pesach. So let's be consistent. So if it gets dinei Pesach, so what's the din by a Pesach you shech l'shem Pesach yud gimel? It's no good. So ashlomim yishech l'shem Pesach yud gimel also shouldn't be good. The shem Pesach is a poisel on Yud Gimel. So Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Lezer as follows. Shaloi, you're telling me that just like Shaloi Lishmo passels a Pesach, but Yud Dalid, so Shaloi Lishmo will passel a Shlomim Lushem Pesach also, you know. So you're telling me that Cherem L'Shem Pesach, it gets Dinei Pesach, and it nips with Shaloi Lishma. So he says, if we say that L'Shem Pesach gives Dinei Pesach, so let's talk about Yud Gimel. The shame, if a person shechs a Pesach L'Shem Pesach Yud Gimel, it passels a Kolben Pesach. V'af al pi kein, Hashem Pesach, you'll shecht a Shlomim L'Shem Pesach Yud Gimel, you hold it as kosher. Aye. The Shem Pesach, Yud Gimel, gives it dinim of a Kolben Pesach, and that Pesach that's geshocht on Shem Pesach is possible. No, you hold that it is kosher. So he says, so in Yud Gimel, you hold, even though the Shem Pesach can passel, the Shem Pesach can passel a Kolben Pesach, from that's when the one passel a Shlomen. So Yud Dalid, with the Shem Pesach, won't pass the Kolben Pesach. We'll check that Pesach, Shem Pesach, Yud Dalid Achad, won't pass the Kolben Pesach. So then it's going to pass the Shlomim. It doesn't make sense. That means if you're telling me that when you shecht the Shem Pesach, it has Dini Pesach, the Psulim of Pesach, so I says, I don't understand you. Yud Gimel, when the Shem Pesach will pass the Pesach, it won't pass the Shlomim. Even though you said I did Shem Pesach, it gets a din Pesach, and it should have the psulim of a Kolben Pesach. And you dalid with the Shem Pesach will not passel a Kolben Pesach. Then you say a passel a Shlomim. So that was Rabbi Yeshua's kasha. So Rabbi Yeshua's kasha was you're not consistent. That means if you're telling me al yedei the shchita l'shem Pesach, it gets dinei Pesach and it gets psulei Pesach. So if you passel your dalit, avad givis, you should passel your gimel also, because Shem Pesach, your gimel is a poisel afilu for a Kolben Pesach. And if there it doesn't passel, so why should a Shem Pesach, your dalit passel, when the Shem Pesach, your dalit is not a poisel of the Kolben Pesach? So that was his kasha. Umashaloi bizmane shene kosha lishmoi. It's a kosha Shem Pesach, hacherim kshenim lishmoi, bizmane, Shukosh l'shmoy nedin sheyirshu achel l'shmoy v'chol tamayu meporishos. Now let us again see the lashon haGemara. So the Gemara said, let us go back. Mosav avruna b'reid Rabbi Yeshua. Rapesach shov roshnosay v'shochtei bizmanoi l'shmoy. He shechted a moisa pesach, which is a shlomim. He shechted it yudalad nisnach hachatzois. V'chein l'shem pesach. V'chein l'sheichet achem. It took a shlomim l'shem pesach. Bizmanoi, Nishechta de Bizmanoi, Rabbi Lezer Poisel, Rabbi Yeshua Machshel. Taime, so the Gemara says, afilo according to Rabbi Lezer that passeled, that stafke Bizmanoi. When did Rabbi Lezer passel Ashlomim L'Shem Pesach? Ashlomim L'Shem Pesach, he passeled Bizmanoi. Hosheloi Bizmanoi, but if he would Shechta Sheloi Bizmanoi, if Shechta Yud Gimel Nissen, kosher. My name, Hoyilu Bizmanoi Poisel, since Bizmanoi. The Shem Pesach is a Poisel on the Shlomim. Shaloi Bizmanoi Nami Poisel. So let us see Rashi. Shaloi Bizmanoi, Loi Poisel Rabbi Lezer, Mshachte L'Shem Pesach. How do we know this? Kido Omele Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua asked him. When he made a kalvachayim, Ma shaloi bizmanoi, she'enei kosher lishmoi, a Pesach is not kosher l'shei Pesach yidgim, achein kshayim lishmoi, loi mahadarei Rabbi Lezer, l'didi shaloi bizmanoi, nami achein psulim lishmoi. Rabbi Lezer did not say, according to me, since you shech l'shem Pesach, and he has dinei Pesach, and a Pesach l'shem Pesach yidgim l'spossel. Zarkochoch Rabbi Lezer differentiated between Sheloi Bismanoi and Bismanoi. Vamayla Rav Chisda Do'am Aluchum Ramrin and Hoyul, Neyma Hochel Hoyul V'ilu Zmanoi Habit. If it would have been Zmanoi, V'shochat Lishmoi Mifsel, and he would have shechted, if it would have been Zmanoi, here's a Shlomim, and he would shecht a Shlomim L'shem Pesach Bismanoi, it would pass all the Kolm. Ochinami, the M'shochat Lishmoi Mifsel, Ochinami Livsel. So here, Shaloi Bismanoi, it should also be possible, ki dekoma gabi oral, hoyil bihave mol possible, hashtanami possible. So according to the Ramban, that's the Shitas Rashi also, we can understand the Gemara a little bit. The Ramban said that the Yesod of Rav Chisda was that you don't differentiate in Kotchim, yamashve esamidois. That means just the Ramban, and he says it in our Gemara, that just like Rav Chisda held, that there's a psul of Shini Baila. So Shini Baila passed no by a Bar Kapore. So Rav Chisda said, you can't say an oral is not a Bar Kapore. An oral. He could have been a Bar Kapore. So Memele, so we say the psul of Shini Baila is also Kairal an oral. You don't look at each case, Bazunda, Basheru Shom is not a Bar Kapore. He could have been a Bar Kapore. So we say that the psul of Shini Baila is includes someone that could have been a Bar Kapor, even though Bapayil is not a Bar Kapor, because you're not mechalik by kotchin. So Memele, so the Gemara Esther Kasha, according to Rav Chisda, here, what is Pshat Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer holds that if you shecht Shlomim Bismanoi, so the Shem Pesach passes the kol. So Memele, so since the Shem Pesach is a poisel Bismanoi, so Shiloi Bismani, it also should be a poisel. Hoyle Bismani poisel. He differentiating already. Bismanoi, it's a poisel. Shiloi Bismanoi, it's not a poisel. Now, let me just tell you a svar I saw in the Chazainish, which will understand a little bit why Rabbi Lezer Taka held Shiloi Bismani, it's not a poisel, and perhaps we'll understand the Gemara's kasha. The Chazayin Ish says, why is Shaloi Bismanoi not a poisel, tak, according to Rabbi Lezer? See, later the Gemara brings a poisel. But Al Kaponim, what is the svara? Why isn't it tak a poisel, Shaloi Bismanoi? So, the Chazayin Ish says, because a Pesach, Shaloi Bismanoi, is not a real Pesach. Because this Pesach can become a Shlomim. You'll shecht it, shame Shlomim. It'll become a Shlomim. So Memele, so it's not a Shem Kavua. That means a Pesach Bismanoi Yudalid Nisnacha Chatzois that has a Shem Pesach. This is the Loshna V'Chazinis. The Shaloi Bismanoi. Kiven the Ein Kedushas Pesach Kediya Shaloi Bismanoi. Sherei Bechosha B'Shein Kolben Acher, if he shechted it for a different Kolben, Poker kedushas haPesach v'nasa shlomim shaloi bismanoi the Shem Pesach isn't kavua. Ubedinu, so since the Shem Pesach is not it's not a kavua de kishem, ubedinu she'ein machshove l'Shem Pesach shaloi bismanoi mafsidoi. Kiven the Pesach shaloi bismanoi shaloi lishmoi be'emesu shlomim. Since a Pesach shaloi bismanoi could be a shlomim. So this is a shlomim. This is a shlomim already. And I'm shechting it l'shem Pesach, and the Pesach could also become a shlomim. So fakel, so shaloi bismanoi, the shem Pesach, which can become a shlomim, fakel does not fafir the kol. Bismanoi, it cannot become a shlomim. So memele, so the, if I shecht it l'shem Pesach, the hashtag dine Pesach, memele, and so memele, so it's possible shaloi lishmo. But Shaloi Lishmanoi, since the Shem Pesach is not a Shem Kavua, it's a Shem that is very fluctuable, so Mamela, that's why Rabbi Lezer held the Shem Pesach, Shaloi Bismanoi, is not a poison. Now let us go back to the Ramban. So, but the Ramban's kash is, that's when you make Chilukim Lach. That means you want to say the Shem Pesach, Bismanoi, is a bigger poison than the Shem Pesach, Shaloi Bismanoi. That's if you want to make chilukim. But you, Rav Chisda, you said that if you'd make chilukim, so say an oral is not a bar kapore. An oral is not like a nimel. A nimel is a bar kapore. An oral is a, could have been a bar kapore. But you, Rav Chisda, said a yisod. You, Rav Chisda, said a yisod that what? That by kochim you don't ain mechalkim, you make... We say that all cases have the same din. You don't make chilukim lach. So Memela said the Gemara asked, according to Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda said this yisod, we don't understand Rabbi Lezer. So we should say, according to Rabbi Lezer, hoyul ubizmanoi, since the Shem Pesach is a poisel, a shlomim bizmanoi, it gives the dinei Pesach. And it passes it because it has dinei Pesach. So Memele the Shem Pesach should be a Pesach of a Shomim Shalai Bismanai. It should give it dinei Pesach, and a Pesach, and Yeshech the Pesach, Shem Pesach Shalai Bismanai should be a Pesach. Ah, you'll tell me the Shem is not a Pesach of Udik Hashem. That's if you make Chalukim. But you, Rav Chisda, said you say Hoyul and you don't make Chalukim. So there was a Kashan Rabbi Lezer. Come.